Good morning. It's the Andy Summers Show here on a Friday Eve on 92.5 XTU.
So we've got to get you up to speed on what's going on with sports because we have a lot of, like, we went from having nothing going on in the world, right, to, like, everything's happening right now.
You're right. We had almost 4 months with literally nothing happening sports-wise.
Yeah. So, all right. So it's time. So, what is happening? Well, the good news. Mm-hmm. We'll start with good news. Mm-hmm. Flyers beat Montreal.
Yeah.
2-1, right? So game two is tomorrow, I think.
Yep, tomorrow afternoon.
So that's exciting. So that's, we're in the playoffs, right? Have they been healthy? Has the NHL done a good job of keeping their players healthy?
Their Canadian bubbles are working well.
That is remarkable.
Yeah, good for you, Canadian bubbles.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the place, that's the sport to be in right now because no one else is really, although Doug Peterson is now back with the Eagles, so he had to go away because he tested positive, but now he's able to come back to the team. So he's free and clear. So that's more good news.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Sixers, they are going to play the Celtics in the first round of the playoffs.
Right. So the good news is they're in the playoffs. The bad news is it's the Celtics. The Celtics have the Sixers number. And they're healthy and the Sixers are not. But, you know.
All right. But I mean, listen, maybe by next week, who knows what could happen? Who knows what could happen?
That's what's so, you're right. That's what's so weird about these playoffs. It's like the Flyers look great. The Sixers don't, but with the virus, any given day, your best player could be gone for 2 weeks. You never know.
Because let's look at baseball.
Oh,
right. I mean,
boy.
I think that's the example that we can use. You never know day to day what's going to happen.
I need to have my baseball noise.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Phillies fans are not thrilled this week. This is not a good week to be a Phillies fan.
No, it's not. Yeah, losing to the Orioles is never good. Like, that's almost, like, kicked out of the league bad.
Right. No now, offense, but... and I didn't watch the games, but they've lost the first two of their series with the Orioles.
Yeah, producer Donnie, unfortunately, puts himself through these games, and they're
awful.
They're tough.
It's like watching Babe Ruth. Little League. It's that bad.
Yeah, it's like Bad News Bears. So it was funny because I was just reading about the first game and how, you know, like the one guy tripped over the mound and missed the ball. The other guy dove and missed a line drive. And then it ended up being like an in-the-park home run.
Yeah.
Like, did he not get up and run for them? I don't even know what's going on. So, are they?
It's and the bizarre thing, too, is how this whole schedule works because the Phillies still are at home, and they're home all weekend. So I saw it's like 16 of their first 18 games are at home. They're going to have to play the whole month of September on the road. There's some teams that have played 20 games. Some have only played 5.
So
like,
it's
preposterous.
It's because they keep getting sick, and they're not able to
Everyone on the Cardinals keeps getting sick. So they've only played 5 games. We're almost in the fourth week of the season.
All right, so talk to me about this. Did they decide that even though it's a shortened season that they're still planning on doing a World Series?
Yeah, they still are.
Well, who the heck is going to be around for it?
I know.
You know, like, I feel like if any team can actually get through the season healthy, they should just win the trophy. They should just win. That's a win because no one else in baseball is doing a great job
of being
healthy.
Also, of all teams, doesn't matter if you win or lose with the scores. If you can make it through 60 games,
you play all your games.
You are World Series champion.
Boom. Yes.
Country mornings are the best.
The Andy Summers Show. Weekday mornings.
It puts us in a great mood.
On Philly's Country Station.
92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.